You are now listening to Conversations with Congressman King. Discussion on issues that impact your life with your representative from Iowa's 5th District.
Welcome to Conversations with Congressman King. We're here today with Dr. Ted Baer, who is the chairman of the Christian Film and Television Commission. Dr. Baer has taken a national leadership in looking at reviewing and making sure that Christian families, pro families, that kids growing up in families that care about their children are being reviewed and the movies are watched, and they makes a recommendation out here to all of us parents that care about our children. He produces a movie guide of best movies of the year and also grants an award for some of those best movies. Dr. Baer, welcome to Conversations with Congressman King.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here this wonderful morning in Washington. Thank you.
And I'm delighted that you're here with us. I know you had to jump out of bed pretty early to join us today. And I wanted to just ask you, how did you get started in this? It's not really a business as it is a labor of love, is it?
Well, this is really a ministry. And let me present it in two ways. One, I grew up in the entertainment industry. My parents were actors. My father was won the box office award in 1936, before most of your listeners were even a gleam in their parents' eyes. So that was a long time ago. But anyway, I grew up not as a faithful person. I went to Dartmouth, went to Cambridge, and I had a conversion experience after funding 5 feature films. And as soon as I did, I said, how can we change the industry? Because the films that I had put together the funding for were not that great. And I heard the story of the old film offices. There was a Jewish film office, a Catholic film office, a Protestant film office. And during the golden age of Hollywood, you know, when Mr. Smith went to Washington and It Was a Wonderful Life and The Bells of St. Mary, during those days, those film offices, the Jewish, the Catholic, Protestant, made a tremendous difference. So we started up a film office, which you just quoted, the Christian Film and Television. When we did, there was one movie with a positive faith-based reference in 1985. A lot of negatives, but one with positive. Last year, it was 51% of the movies. When we started, 81% were R-rated. Last year, it was less than 40%.
Well, that's a good move in the right direction. And is this because of the demand? Because parents can actually now evaluate the ratings for the movies and look at your recommendation and make a decision on whether they'll allow their children to see a movie. And in fact, make recommendations on how their children make their own choices.
Well, that's a very wise question, because the most powerful person in Hollywood is not Ted Turner, who can't get a job and cries on Larry King, and it's not Michael Eisner, who lost his job. It's the 12 to 24-year-old who goes to movies. So the key to this whole process of changing, they used to call it patron sovereignty. You know, it's very simple. Who votes at the box office? You know, just like voting at the ballot box. And what do you vote for? You vote for your values. The good news is that people are increasingly voting for faith and values. In fact, last year, movies with just, you know, Judeo-Christian values averaged $182 million at the box office, compared to the antithesis, which was $16 million at the box office. I'm rounding off those figures. And then, but if you added a specific reference to Jesus Christ, and a positive faith-based element, it went up to $200 million. So now you have Fox that has 3 faith-based divisions. They have Fox Faith, Fox Gospel, and Fox Walden. You've got Sony with Sony Providence. So you've got all this. In fact, every week now, when we started, there was only one movie in the whole year. Every week now, you have a movie like Bella opening up, or last week, The Ten Commandments opening up. You have movies with faith and values opening up almost every week.
I remember as a very young man, as you might say, a child, going to the movie The Ten Commandments. And as a child growing up, we saw very few movies. I can name probably every movie I saw as a child, and it was only a handful. But The Ten Commandments was one of them. That did anchor my faith, and it's something that have been rooted in for a lifetime. I appreciate so much that movie and how that impressed me, and I can only extrapolate that across millions of young people that now have the opportunity to see a longer list of faith-based movies.
Well, you know, we do a lot, because I'm chairman of the Electronic Media Department, Center for Art, Religion, Education, Graduate Theological Union in Berkeley in my spare time. We do a lot of analysis on the influence of movies and entertainment on kids. The average person, 75%, 25% learn through their brain and 75% learn through their heart. So, you know, it's Aristotle's famous statement that I don't care who makes the laws, it's who makes the music that changes, because that goes to the heart. So movies like The Ten Commandments speak to your heart. When you've got bad movies that Kill Bill or Saw or whatever, that's teaching kids scripts of behavior, and I can go to all the cognitive development theory and everything about why it happens. But just simply, that's because it goes to the heart and it motivates them to do the wrong thing. If you have good movies, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Bells of St. Mary, whatever, those create, you know, positive images and positive scripts of behavior. So the bottom line is that we need entertainment. You know, Judge Bork, when he was Bork, said, the media creates the culture and the culture elects the politicians. And you know that better than anybody on the Hill knows that, because they understand the nature of the culture and their influence.
But Dr. Bear, that makes me wonder about the culture of some of the congressional districts around America.
That is a serious problem. Cornell University said that 9 out of 10 kids are losing the values of their parents, especially in urban areas. So your next generation is not following in the same path, and we see that with, you know, the Young Turks and the Google and the entertainment industry who have lost all of those values of their parents, and so they're creating a culture that's going to be toxic for many of the values that we believe in.
You're listening to Conversations with Congressman King. We're here today with Dr. Ted Bear, who's chairman of the Christian Film and Television Commission. He's done a tremendous amount to help the public identify the quality of the movies. And I would ask you, as we're talking about culture, if you had to draw a line in the middle, whether the culture is going more towards faith-based or drifting away from that, and I'm reading into your comments that you just made, but what's your sense of that? Are we winning or are we losing? Is God winning? Is God losing?
Well, usually it's a both and. God is always winning, and we know the end of the story. But the good news is that in terms of the entertainment industry, the movie side of the entertainment industry, we've increased the number of, for instance, one of the biggest companies, Disney, has decided to cut back from 23 movies to 12 movies, and they're all going to have no sex, they'll have romance, they'll have no violence, they'll have no foul language, so we're winning that battle. The second battle, the second front, is, as I said, the most powerful person in Hollywood, who's the kid who goes to movies, and that's the parents' battle. We try to teach parents how to teach their kids to be culture-wise, how to understand what the threat is, how the attacks of, let's say, the Frankfurt School, the Marxists on values. And of course, when they tack values, then people look for values and they seize on values that are antithetical to the values of their parents. So it's very important to equip the children to help them understand how to be make wise decisions. You're not going to be there with them all the time, but there's sort of a five-step process that you can help them understand how to make wise decisions.
Well, Dr. Bear, could you give us a list, perhaps the top three movies that you would recommend that that parents recommend their children see and their children take a look at, because they'll like them, they'll impress them, and maybe the values there will stick with them for a lifetime?
The movies that are coming out right now, or the movies that are over
movies
long
are coming out now and then
right now. Let's do this weekend opens, and I don't know when we're airing the program, but opens Bella, which is a delightful movie. If surprisingly, it won the Toronto Film Festival People's Choice Award. It is a movie of faith and values. Last weekend was The Ten Commandments. It's aimed at the 7 to 12 year old crowd. It's animated, but it's got great voices like Ben Kingsley and others. It's a well-done movie, and kids love it. It has tests very high. So that company is doing 12 epic stories of the Bible, from the Ten Commandments to Daniel to Noah, to each one of them in a faithful way. Next, it's coming up is a movie from Disney, which is terrific, called Enchanted. Enchanted is about a princess from an animated world who goes to the real world. And the interesting thing is, most movies are deconstructing values. This movie, she has to move from a romantic sense of what love and romance is, to a real sense that it involves sacrifice, that it involves giving, that it involves caring for the other person. So there's a whole reality of real love from a Judeo-Christian perspective that I don't think I've seen in a romantic movie for a long time.
There are three strong recommendations: the movie Bella, the movie Ten Commandments, and the movie Enchanted by Disney, and I'm happy to see Disney moving in that direction.
I am too.
And there has been some times that they seem to have drifted off the other way, and that's...
Well, he left, so we're doing better.
We're here with Dr. Ted Bear, the chairman of the Christian Film and Television Commission. And Dr. Bear, you've also been active in a number of ways. Two things I wanted to mention. One is that you provide the Movie Guide's Best Movies of the Year, and you award Crystal Teddies. Now, are they more coveted than an Oscar?
Well, by many people in the industry, because what we do is we tie ours into box office. We do a detailed 120-page, 8-point type analysis of the box office, which I present in PowerPoint, and you'll see it in a minute here at our event that we're at. But really, that helps people understand exactly the cost of putting in foul language. I gave you that example that moral movies, Judeo-Christian, averaged 182. You add a positive reference to faith, and it goes up to 200 million. But we break that down by every single category, and in 90% of the time, it affirms that if you want to succeed at the box office. Now, people ask me why this works. Well, why it works is because the average person knows that life is tough and they don't want the bad guys to win. You know, whatever some artist wants, the average person doesn't want the bad guys to win. And the average person understands that that's so difficult that they need a savior. Superman takes Lois up to the sky and she looks down and says, "You wrote that people don't need a savior." And he said, "I hear people crying out for a savior every day." And, you know, people in California right now with the fires or whatever, people are seeking. So the movies that give you that hope are the movies that do, whether it's Chronicles of Narnia that did, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, or Superman that did hundreds of millions. But the more specific they are, the better they do at the box office.
Then that brings the question to me, and that is, Hollywood has been ever more populated by people of the left, people that are more likely to be atheists, it seems, and less likely to be Christians. We count the exceptions rather than the rule. If the popularity of the movies that are here on 200 million, 182 million average for values and faith-based movies, or at least a reference to Christianity, compared to $16 million, can an atheist make a good Christian movie?
Well, you've asked three. The direct question there is very simple. We have Oliver Stone, who made World Trade Center, which, you know, at the beginning, the Marine watches it. He says, "I'm going to go and, you know, find the people." He goes to his church, and it's a Protestant church. He prays. The pastor tells him not to go. He says, "God has called me." He goes in there. The Catholic man who's buried under the rubble has a vision of Jesus, and he tells his Sarge, "We're going to be rescued." And he talks, "Jesus just came to me. You have a full..." Now, this is Oliver Stone. I've known Oliver Stone since I was at Dartmouth, and he was at Yale rooming with my best friend from St. Paul's. And he's changed. I mean, he hasn't changed his politics, but he made a movie that's very faithful. On the other hand, we had a person who was the son of a founder of a big mission who made a movie, again, about the same topic, but never mentioned faith at all. I mean, the atheist did better than the believer in that case. Sometimes the believers,
sometimes.
But there's another answer to that. Hollywood does make those big movies that they want to get the whole family in. They also want to exploit every marketplace. It's like a car maker who wants to sell, you know, vans, but he also wants to sell cars and, convertibles. And the convertibles are often, you know, the raging hormone kid movie that is antithetical, or game like Manhunt 2 that is antithetical to the growth of the cognitive growth of that child.
Let me submit also that occasionally it has happened that movie makers do undergo an epiphany.
That's right.
Accept Christ as their Savior and do go on to carry a mission. That's a mission that's rewarded, I think. To have been a reward to all the families in America and across the world, because this is a global market as well as a U.S. market. And that's my observation. And briefly, I wanted to mention that you and Pat Boone have a book, The Culture-Wise Family, that's just out. And I'd ask if you could tell us a little bit about that book.
Well, that book sets forth clearly how you can teach your children to be culture-wise. We lose most children because we don't know how to deal with their telling them about the culture. So it's the five steps of media wisdom. It also has a wonderful chapter of how a lot of the values have been undermined by a concerted effort by the Frankfurt School. The Frankfurt School was Antonio Gramsci and the rest of cultural Marxism that said we're going to replace love with tolerating evil. You know, the Bible says don't tolerate evil. And I spoke to Muslims and Jews in Kiev, and I said, you don't tolerate your kids hitting you. You don't tolerate your kids talking back. You love your kids. If you love your kids, you tell them to do their homework, brush their teeth. If you love them, you get into their life and help them to do better.
This
so it's
will be a big
it makes a big
parenting.
Difference, right?
Yeah. Now you've been a big plus for the media industry and big plus for the quality that's there. A big plus for the families in this country. Dr. Barra, thank you very much for joining us here in Conversations with Congressman King.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Please join us next time on Conversations with Congressman King. For more information on any of the topics mentioned today, visit the website at house.gov/Steve King.